This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, I had some trouble logging on. Not sure what the problem was, but it wasn't going. So Baruch Hashem, I think it's sort of solved. Okay, we're holding here in Perek Tes. Vihine, Mekoyim Mishkan Nefesh HaBehamis, Shemiklipas Noigeh B'cholish Yisrael HuBelev. So the place where the Nefesh Bahamas has its sheirish is in the heart. The Chalal Smoli, in the left ventricle, Shumoli Dam, which is full of blood. Uksivke Adam Nefesh. Now, let's first be covered something about this type of statements. I want to use a Ramban. The Ramban in Shaar Gemul, he speaks a lot about Gan Eden being a physical mitzias or being a ruchnistic mitzias. The Ramban insists very strongly that Gan Eden is a physical mitzias. There's a place where there's Eden and there's a Gan and there's Kedem, and all these places are physical places that exist, like it says in the Pasuk, and there's a river that flows and all that. On the other hand, Ramban says the neshamas are not physical and they cannot be pinned down to a physical place. Doesn't make any sense. So Ramban really presents both sides, and both sides as being extremely emes. On the one hand, he says Gan Eden is a physical place called Eden, Gan, Kedem, in Nahar Yotzei. All these things exist as a physical reality. Chas v'shalom that the Torah is not talking about a physical reality. But the Gan Eden that we're talking about in Olam HaNeshamos is not that physical reality. Let's take a simple example. When I say that such and such a person is the heart of the organization, so a heart is a real thing. It's a real physical entity. And so the word heart means something very specific. On the other hand, and when I say that this person is the heart of the organization, I could mean it and structurally, it's exactly the same thing. When I say this organization has limbs and it has brains and it has a heart, and I could give many other descriptions, and I can carry over that structure to something that is much more ruchnistic. And it will be true on both sides. So the Ramban's point of Shaar Gemul is very emphatic about it, very strong about it, is that Torah exists on many levels, all of them equally true. Now, let's go in a minute, we'll see what he says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu constructed us in a certain way. Now, there are many, many, many different models that of living beings, you know, from A to Z, from ants to zebras. You have every possible form, big, small, slithery, running, jumping, hibernating. There are many, many different ways to create living beings. All of them are viable. All of them live, and turtles might live longer than us, and so on and so forth. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us in a certain format physically, which is there as a reflection of inner systems in a way that there's a correlation and a strong correlation. So when we look at a person's physiology, we're going to be able to deher how deeper in Yanim work as well, how internally is constructed. So let's give an example, and let's take a look a minute. There are two pan limb entities. That is the circulatory system and the nervous system. These are two systems that encompass every single organ in the body and direct, there's the give and take in every single organ, and they're very different. And the heart pumps and gets blood, which is a very physical entity. It is in physical motion. It contains physical nutrients. And it is halachically the baseline for the heart, lungs are the baseline for what's called living. That's one level. We have the brain, and that is whatever travels from the nerves to all the organs is not physical, and it does not provide nutrients, does not provide physical nutrients of any type, and so on. And there's the same back and forth traffic. The mind, the brain receives input from each limb, and it has output that affects every limb. So the human beings are constructed with two systems. Both of them are encompassing the entire person, and yet they're on a very different level. One is physical. One is transcends physicality as far as we're concerned. We don't see any physical motion in the nervous system, and it deals with things that are much finer than just things. So when we draw that parallel, and we ask ourselves, okay, now let's look at the human, at the construction of the human nefesh. I have a range of desires and cravings and strivings and ambition that are physical. Food, women, anything like that, very physical desires, needs, cravings, and so on. On the other hand, there's also a whole world of ideas, ideals, and things like that. Those are two systems that encompass a person. One is the Nefesh HaBehamis, and one is the Nefesh HaLoikis. And these two systems are pan-human; they cover the entire human being, and yet they have different they have differences, and he'll explain. So he's using physical, so to speak, examples, but it's meant to be parallel. Some of it is easier to understand, some a little bit harder. V'hine, mokom nefesh ha-behamish ha-meklipas ne'eruch Yisrael, where, if we were to pinpoint where that resides, kubalev, it's in the heart. Now, obviously, if we do a transplant of the heart, the person doesn't have any different. A big bal taiva who receives a heart transplant from a big tzaddik remains a big bal taiva, and vice versa. We don't see any difference. But if we to ask ourselves wherein resides that koach in a way that we can pin it, that we can speak about it, we was talking about the nefesh, but we're using physical terms that fit it. That would be the leg. Bachalal smoli. In the left ventricle, shumole dam, uksiv ki adam nefesh. Now, the ventricles are both full of blood. The right ventricle is the one that pumps up blood to the lungs. So it all it needs to do is just bring it to the lungs and back. It's not the agent. It's not the mechanism that pumps blood to all the limbs. It's the left ventricle that does that. So so if we're to ask ourselves if which one is full of blood, which one has the blood as blood, that would be the left one. And this was known to him. He mentioned different places that the Balatanias, by the time when he was living, we already had a much better idea of what was going on. And in the ancient times, they thought there was air going through the veins. Uksiv gadam nefesh, v'lachein, so if we're to describe, if we're to take the human psychology and describe it in terms of human anatomy, that would be a most appropriate description. These are the feelings, types of thoughts and feelings that overlap. with physical. So when you're jealous of a person's things. When you crave things, you crave physical things and so on. So that's in the lev. That's my lev, special laguf. So this is a fascinating insight. The mind gets harnessed to those drives, and it becomes a servant to it. So when a person is jealous, so A, there's a certain in his heart, there's a feeling of, I wish I had this. But then there's something which becomes bigger than that, and that is the person begins to develop ideas, rationalizations, schemes, how to undo it. So when the driving force is physical craving, it succeeds in harnessing the mind to tag along. Kimoy says, So in effort to look at one aspect of human anatomy, the blood starts at the heart and it feeds the brain as well. So the brain actually eats a lot. The brain actually has a big input through the blood supply. So we can look at the person as being filled with his heart is his center of operations. It uses the mind as a tool, as a vehicle to realize a lot of itself. So that is one. That's the Nefesh HaBahamis. So Nefesh HaBahamis is an entire life force that encompasses the person, that encompasses the person, and it starts with desires, needs, cravings, etc. And it uses the seichel, that capacity, in many ways. Some mechanical ways. How do I catch food tonight? Where do I get it? Or how do I attain what I would like to have, and so on. Now, Achmoko Mishka Nefesh HaLoikis Hu B'moichin. You have the flip side is I can look at the person through the lens of sichlius and the brain, which whose perception and desires are ruchnius. And that's the center of the person. It does need to get the heart going. Now, and therefore, in the heart, there is, we'll call it a consulate of the brain, and that's called the yamin. Now, again, the yamin, as for what I understand, in other words, the yamin's job is to pump to the lungs. It certainly has blood, but I guess its primary purpose is not for the blood itself. Now, these lashonos are taken from the Zohar Kodesh, so they're rooted in something. It's not just his common knowledge. It probably means because it's not the supplier of blood to the body; it's the supplier of oxygen to the blood. So the right. If we ask ourselves, what does the left ventricle do for the body? It supplies blood. What does the right ventricle do? It supplies oxygen by oxygenating the blood. So that has a that's the leiv chacham liyamin. V'hi avas Hashem kirishfei shal heves mista heves leiv maskilim hamivinim umisboinim b'dayta shmoicham b'dvorim hamo'ir mesa'ava. Now, this is in many, many ways the cornerstone of his shitas, of his approach to Avodas Hashem. Let's talk a little bit about this. A person could look at Avodas Hashem intellectually, purely intellectually, and the person would be right, and the person would do what's good, but it would not come with any emotion. I once read, accounts from people who are autistic and they're functioning, and she writes that somebody was driving her through these mountains, this awesome mountain range, and the person said, "Wow, this is awesome." And she said, "You know, I've heard this word used a lot. I just don't know what it is. They're tall, they're big. Those are words that I can relate to, and difficult, whatever you want, challenging, but awesome, they're inspiring. Those are words of regish. A computer would do a lot better job than you in telling you which mountain is tall and which mountain is rocky and which mountain is whatever, is steep, but awe-inspiring, we'd have a hard time getting a GPS or even Waze to tell you which one is awe-inspiring, unless somebody tagged it, unless drivers called in to tell them which one is awe-inspiring, then it would be able to tell you that this is awe-inspiring, but it doesn't have that ability. So if we were just moichin, we would never have the ability to have it burst into regish. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave our seichel and das a gateway through the heart so that the heart becomes inspired to it. Now, even let's leave alone a minute of Avodas Hashem. There's a sort of a symbiosis between the heart and the mind in the following way, even Dvarim Pshutim. For instance, a person who doesn't feel well is not in the mood to do many things that his seichel would have told him to do. You know, a person who's not well, a person who's sick or whatever. So his brain doesn't really function that well. Forgetting, it's not. I'm not talking about the brain being affected per se, but if physically the person's not well, the seichel is hampered. On the other hand, a person is very excited about something, he's doing a big business deal or he's excited on a trip, he won't need to eat, he won't be hungry. He'll find many of his physical cravings are suppressed because he's excited, he's interested, he's involved, and so on. So there is a sort of I don't want to say struggle, but there's a sort of a tug of war who's in the driver's seat and who affects whom. So the mutual affecting of these two nefashas are evident. But the point that he's making here, that's really the cornerstone of his Avodas Hashem, is the Avas and Krishna Avas Mislaheves Beleva Maskilim, Hamevidim Mispoinim Bedaitum, Asher Bemoichan Verma Oyem Sa'ava. The approach of other Hasidus was that the Iker Avoida is in the heart, Avoida Shabalev, and so on, and therefore you need to stimulate that directly. So the person's problem is there's no burning Ava. Let's whip up the Regish. Let's speak and talk Regish stuff. And the person at Besimcha, let's bring out a band and dance and be Sameach. The issue was seen as being within Regish, and addressing it meant stimulating Regish. He, Behedya, was the antithesis of what he preached. He said the Avodas Hashem has to start in the mind. And when the mind is active, it strums on the strands of the regish. And he says, "The avos Hashem kirishve shalheves avos evaskilim hamevinim uspoinim bedaita masha bemoicham bedvarim hameoyrim esava." When they think, and this is constant, this is going to be full in Tanya. The person would only be mispoinim and think HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills all the worlds and he's bemalik kol almin, mesoyv kol almin, and there's nothing but him, and he chose me, and so on. There's a constant hisboninus where the end of it is an extraordinary burst of regish. That was his sheet and his mahalach, there was not universally by Chassidim was not universally accepted. V'cheni says Simchas Leiv Tzeis Hashem Adar Goinay Kasha Eini Achorim Shabroishay Meichol Chmosi Binosay Mistaken BeYakim Alkves Duosay In Chaykevein Seifet Tachlis Kivu Mokmacha. It requires that a person be misbeinen in Gadlus Hashem, reach strain his mind to think some deep machshava about a Kadosh Baruch Hu's grandeur, and then be filled with extraordinary simcha. This was his shita. V'chein shar midos k'doisha shebelev hey mechachma bina das shebemoichin. This all comes from chachma bina das and moichin. So all regesh must come from seichel for it to be considered genuine regesh. This was an extraordinary, and there was a lot of pushback by other Hasidus. His own Rebbe Chaver, who had actually made him, sort of appointed him as a stand-in Rebbe when they left Eretz Yisrael, when he got the first copy of a Tanya, he was horrified, and he said that's exactly opposite of what the Baal Shem Tov meant. And this is Mamish, he didn't need to be instructed to be Dovik to a Tzaddik and to be Sameach, and that's it. And all of these type of Isbainus and fancy high fluting stuff, no, that's exactly opposite what the Baal Shem Tov meant. It's interesting, there was one more Hasidus that went very much against Regis for a very different reason, was Kotzk. The Kotzk was not into this type of Hasidus, but he pushed back against the Regish. He felt that the Regish that comes by the way of going straight to the Regish is usually fluff. It's like a big balloon that will burst. It's not a person who whips himself up into a frenzy of, Hashem is one and one Hashem and thank you Hashem and all that is not being honest with himself. And it's just a lot of hype. It's the drummer drums. I remember, I forgot who it was, one of the philosophers in the 17th century, maybe 18th century, was a pacifist, and he said, he's always astounded how, beating on an ass's hide, the drums were made of donkey skin, whips people into frenzy to make them go and kill other people. Like you don't have to explain people why this is important and reason. You just have to whip up emotions. So the emotions were suspect as not being true. That was the Kotzke angle. His angle was that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's not the Tzuras Adam. Tzuras Adam is Seichel that expresses itself in Regish. And therefore, when people say either or, is it this or that, the answer is the either or is wrong. And let's give a simple example. When you say that you have a deep relationship with somebody, a man and a woman, so if somebody says, I'm infatuated with her, but his seichel feels that this is far from a great match for the person, and seichel says this person is of not great chashivas and so on, so that's not love, that's infatuation. That's just pashut, the person's crudest parts of the person happen to be mislayev. That's not a kesher. On the other hand, if I say I have great admiration for this person is an amazing person, very highly to be regarded, and so on and so forth, but that's as far as I can go. That's wonderful for a testimonial at a dinner. It doesn't do anything. It's hard to call that a kesher. A kesher nafshi is when your haracha for the person has crossed over into regish, and the person is turned on. by the milas and the shoes that person. So when people say, well, is avodas Hashem this or this? It's like asking, you know, what's more important for you to live, the right side of the heart, the left side of the heart? It's a question of how you'll die. They don't come with either or. Avodas Hashem is a havana, and a havana that courses through the heart and is ma'ira person. That's his chiyus. So the makar is the seichel das. The chiyus lies in the heart, and that's the shleimus of Adam. Okay, we'll hold it over here by Achine. I think next week, Bez Hashem, we should be able to have a share. It's Hanukkah. I don't know the Zman Adlokas and so on, but I think it should be okay time-wise. I think it will be. If it's a problem, you can let me know. Okay.
May I ask something?
Sure.
This emphasis or chiddush of the Tanya, clapping at Surah Sa'adam, is this totally its own, or this is taken something from the Maggid?
I would assume that since he was Dovuk, the Lev HaNefesh with the Maggid, and in the Maggid's Torah itself, it's very different than the Toldos. You see the Shrashim in the Maggid. It's hard to tell because the Maggid is just nuggets. It's not a worked out. But yes, the answer is you can see it, and it's a real comment. He was Dovuk Lev HaNefesh, and his Chaverim felt that. The expression they said, I can't think of Rabbi Kalina said, everyone took from the Maggid, but the Gedichte, in Yiddish, when you have a soup, the Gedichte is the thick part. He says, the Gedichte is geblieben by the Balatanya. So yes, I would assume that that's where the Sharish is from. That's he was a Hemshch of it. Where are you speaking from, Mr. Lipset? I don't know where you, Rabiel, where are you speaking from?
Live in the Flatbush.
Flatbush, okay, yeah. There's Yiddishkeit in Flatbush also. I wasn't aware that there's Yiddishkeit there. Yeah.
Could it be said, I'm not trying to be funny, I mean this seriously.
Yeah.
That let's say the Chazon Ish and the Emunah Bitachon, the way he presents Emunah coming out of the Avodas HaSeichel, looking at the human being and the complexity of the universe. Could that be in line with what the Tanya is talking about?
You know, it's fascinating because the Chazon Ish's Emunah Bitachon is powerfully poetic. In other words, Chazon Ish was unique in that everything started in Seichel, and then in his halachas form, in his Chazon Ish, they're not dry. They're written with very powerful, there's something extremely powerfully, I don't know what the word poetic is, and his letters. Chazish is a very good example of that, where he was, you know, everything, there's a very, very hard logic to everything he says, but his expression is poetic. It's true. There's no two ways about it. It's fascinating because the people who, many people have imitated the Chazon Ish in terms of chumras and stuff like that, but the Chazon Ish is poetry. Let me tell you just a story. I'll share a story about the Chazon Ish, a firsthand story. And my wife's family, my mother-in-law was a niece of the Chazon Ish, very close to him. She had a sister-in-law who was she was Yisayim, she also grew up with them. She was Reb Shmuel Gaineman's sister. She later married Reb Shaga Edelman. She was Nifta, I don't know, 20 years ago. Very special woman, Dora Shoshana. So she was also in the household of Chazon Ish. And she once plucked roses or something and brought in a rose and, you know, put in a vase on the Chazon Ish's table, kind of to, you know, I guess beautify it, whatever. Chazon Ish came in. And he started looking at it. Chazon Ish had physical things, he had an extraordinary analytical mind. And she said he began looking at it and trying to understand what the pieces work together and what's there. And at some point he told her, take it away, I'm overwhelmed, I can't anymore. So that was the Chazon Ish. So for the people who feel that the chazish begins and ends with chumris, the chazish was a very different person. I'll tell you, he said, "Nemes avek ich ken shnit mer." You know, he was overwhelmed, and it was because he was able to analyze and try to understand what are all the different parts for and how do they work together, and that was his thing. It was, yeah. Okay.
Oh, Yashikov.